In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific Joel Haggard reports on the impact ongoing protests are having on Hong Kong's economy and on its meat trade.
These protests keep going on. People are saying, are you getting tear gassed? Is it safe in Hong Kong? Should I travel to Hong Kong? Should I cancel my plans? A lot of activities have been canceled. Hong Kong's a big shopping city. The fashion industry has been absolutely hammered by the decline in mainland shoppers. But the protest activities are actually pretty localized. Because their numbers are small, they're trying to disrupt logistics, just the functioning of the city. And they've been successful. You shut down one public transportation station, and the whole city is basically paralyzed. So what does it mean for us? Hong Kong is in a technical recession. GDP will be negative this year. Retail sales in August were off 25%. September was off 18%. If you're a restaurant operator, you have the highest rents in the world for your restaurant. Those rents are coming down. That's good, but you don't have any customers. You have a 30 to 50% reduction in HRI revenues. But then in the neighborhoods, you stay at home on the weekend. So we go down to our neighborhood store and we'll pick up packages of meat. Retail's doing good in the neighborhoods. And neighborhood F&B is strong. So if you know that there's going to be a protest in that main shopping area, you go to the local bar. They're doing well. It may be affecting meat imports to the tune of thousands of tons here and there, but there's two other much more significant events going on with the Hong Kong meat trade that have nothing to do with the protests. The ability of Hong Kong traders to re-export product, that's been declining for the last couple years. And then you have the African swine fever impact in Hong Kong. The supplies of fresh pork into Hong Kong have dropped dramatically.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.